Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, he's just back from swimming with the fishes. No, not like that, in a good way. Jonathan E. Mort, all the way from the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Welcome, my friend. And you would be excused just to hang out with the family and do nothing but ignore us. So thank you for rekindling that sacred fire of liberty all the way out there.
My pleasure, and I send you aloha from Maui.
We got the spirit of aloha. Let's see how that rolls with us. I think being there, it kind of changes your attitude a little bit. I can't say it puts out your fire, but you know what I'm saying? You kind of, so far from it, at a certain point, you might find yourself for like a 60-second period of time going, I'm going to let it all go.
Well, I would like to think that, but unfortunately, my nature doesn't allow it. So I'm looking at the whole place with somewhat of a jaundiced eye, wondering what percentage of the property here is actually owned by the federal government.
yeah, exactly. No matter how far you go.
It's beautiful and unrestrained to the extent that nature is that way, but my goodness, there's a lot of government operating out here. I imagine it'll only get worse if Obama decides to retire.
Yeah, and indeed, the interesting stories coming out of Hawaii often are related to the corporate welfare queens like Monsanto and Syngenta, who are basically planting whatever they want in violation of the people there of Hawaii who have voted to say, no, not until you prove this stuff safe. So it's interesting that the federal government's overruling state government's overruling local government, and you see this top-down centralized bureaucracy happening on every level on this planet.
Well, very true, very true. And, you know, the degree of regulation that you see here is quite profound. It's not simply the kind of zoning regulation you see everywhere else. There's all this federal overlay of BLM and Park Service type management and control. And it's really unfortunate because a lot of the areas of greatest natural beauty and diversity are precisely in those areas where people are present, are cultivating the land and are altering the landscape in natural ways. So these massive hotels that are out here are actually a focal point for life in the area. You see all kinds of diverse bird life and plant and animal life, but you know that's because they're working vigorously to groom that life and keep it available. For example, we swam with the old dolphins,
mm-hmm.
but those dolphins were caught from, they would have perished because of a hurricane had isolated them, and they would have perished had this rescue group not found them. And as a result, they're going to live 40, 60 years in a pristine environment that's quite expensive, and they're fed ideally, and they have their own kind. So, you know, it's really when you talk about the environment, it goes to pot when you leave it entirely unmanaged and have no incentive to accentuate the beauty. And the federal government does that very thing. The federal government restricts it from access and uses fire suppression and other generalized techniques to keep the environment as it is. But the environment is never as it is. It evolves. And if it evolves in an ordinary way, well, certain, you know, survival of the fittest sort of sets in. Certain species are eliminated and other species become predominant. So you have to have intelligent management, but intelligence and management are oxymorons when it comes to the federal government.
Yeah, Jonathan, I would think the EPA is making specious claims about protecting the environment when they, you know, turn like a little puddle on your property and say now it's a wetland and you can't do anything to your property, whereas they turn a blind eye to the people who are saying we don't want, again, Monsanto experimenting on our land, and yet EPA says no, that's okay. So I think it's a little bit of a forked tongue, to lack of a better word, coming from the government on this issue.
That's right. They talk out of both sides of their mouths. Politics is the art of persuasion, and if you can lie to one constituency and lie to another at the same time, and you get both of them in your back pocket, you've done well for yourself. Mm. That's the duplicitous nature of modern-day politics. We've yet to fully call out these turkeys. Having done so earlier on in our history, we might not have suffered the growth of the massive administrative state that now rules us tyrannically and has deprived from us the Constitution of Liberty that was our greatest asset. There's no greater asset for our people than the Constitution that we were given by the Founding Fathers. That should have been preserved and protected against all enemies, domestic and foreign. And unfortunately, we've allowed domestic enemies to do a real number on our Constitution and deprive us of the liberties that we were promised by that document, mm-hmm. by the Founding Fathers. So, yes, Robert, it's a sad tale.
It is, and as we, you know, since last week when we were talking about the fast tracking of the TPA and all the controversy about it, you've got more of independent libertarian conservatives along with some of the liberal Democrats coming together to say, whoa, American sovereignty is at stake here. And it's interesting, you've got some of the people who have bent to the will of Obama on this issue, and weirdly enough, some of the so-called conservative Republicans are claiming to be so, like Paul Ryan we mentioned last week, and they're still working so hard, desperately, to make sure that this fast track happens, despite the fact that this is so not transparent. There are a lot of risks to American sovereignty and the freedom of the American people and businesses to contract in ways that the government would now no longer have jurisdiction over, because they would accede to some sort of a global governance scheme.
Well, you know, since the 1930s, the level of protection for economic liberty has been reduced to a rational basis review, meaning that there is no regulation, no limit to the regulation that the government can impose on a business, even if it destroys it, so long as the government has some rational explanation for it. So in the name of environmental protection, they can wipe out every job in an area or every job in the whole country. In the name of clean air, they can do the same. So you can take these terms and then create massive, well, they're so broad, and then create all these detailed regulations that redirect enterprise in unproductive or anti-competitive ways. And mm-hmm. what happens with all things government is that those who are invested with such enormous power invariably turn to corruption.
Right.
They turn
yeah.
to corruption because they cannot help but feather their own nests with the power that they have. Realizing that their time in government will be limited, they immediately start thinking, as soon as they arrive on day one, gee, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road, I'm going to be out of this position. Where am I going to be then? Oh,
yeah.
If I decide in favor of certain industries and against others, I know exactly where I'll be, and I know who will be paying my paycheck, and I know mm-hmm. where, and the industry is all too happy to compliment these turkeys by paying them massively if they do their bidding. You know, for
right.
example, in the case of Billy Tausen, he was the head of the government reform or the Commerce Committee in the House. He was the point man for President Bush on Medicare Part B, the prescription drug benefit that enables the drug companies to make massive sums of money, corporate welfare from the federal government on all these drugs for seniors. And he introduced that provision into Medicare Part D that's still there that prevents the drug the government from negotiating down the per unit price of drugs so that the government pays premium price for all the drugs acquired through Medicare Part D. In exchange for that service, he left Congress and became the head of the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association, was paid the highest amount of any person to serve in that executive director position, over $2.5 million a year.
Yeah, well, but that was a cheap payback for what he delivered to them while he was serving in government.
That's how it works. That's how it works, directly or indirectly.
And I suspect, Jonathan, like with the Republicans like Paul Ryan that are selling out to do Obama's bidding on this TPP thing, I think that they're connected to, you know, certain Wall Street firms that benefit by this so-called free trade, which is not free trade. It's managed trade on a global scale, and the establishment of a supra-sovereignty, if you will, regulatory board that goes beyond the constitutional bounds.
This is how Harry Reid, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, this is how these folks make their money. This is how they have gone into government penniless and have come out of government some of the richest people in the country and some of the most influential people in the world. They've done that not because their government salary was ever sufficient to make them rich. It's because of all the wheeling and dealing and favoritism. And whether you require proof beyond doubt to establish it or simply more probable than not evidence, the fact is everybody in Washington knows, all the lawyers who practice for the agencies and for the executive branch of government know, that this is how Washington works. Whether you're a member of Congress, whether you're head of an administrative agency, I mean, if you, for example, just go and along the party circuit on K Street and watch the firms hold parties and who goes to those parties from the government and what they're doing. They're greasing the wheels for their later employment, knowing that that's what's going to make the difference.
All right. Well, we're going to grease the wheels to get to a break here while Jonathan Emore is enjoying the sunshine. Not too much, I know, Jonathan, but just enough in Hawaii today on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. The 1,000th guest on this show is coming up next hour. We'll tell you it is a little bit. But in the meantime, I'm going to ask Jonathan about a president or a presidential candidate who has to pay to get applause.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's big day. Guest number 1,000 will be joining us second hour. We'll tell you who that is in a little bit. Stick around, or else you can check a peek at the show notes at robertscottbell.com, which include links to Jonathan Emord, emord.com, author of The Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic, and many other books who I encourage you to read. And right now he's in the middle of the Pacific doing good work out there as well. And, Jonathan, I don't know if you knew this, but since you've been gone, the Art of the Deal guy, Donald Trump, declared for the presidency. He's running, but evidently he had to pay $50 a head to get people to show up and applaud when he announced.
I can believe it. Trumpster, Trump himself.
Yeah, he's running.
He never seems to be able to get a political act together. Might be good on television with that show there with
the Apprentice show. I mean, listen, you're right. He is a showman, and I will give him that. He's dynamic. He's engaging. People like to watch him, and he's all about himself. At least as you see what he's doing, and he's saying how rich he is, and he's proud of it. And I don't mind people being rich. It doesn't bother me at all. Of course, if you do it off the backs of the people by taking tax money to do it, that's another story. I don't know how much corporate welfare he's been involved with, but what about the idea of having a businessman as president, someone who's been in the private sector? I know some people, it's a big appeal to some.
Well, that can be good or that can be bad, as you know. I mean, mm-hmm. Some people are pro-capitalism who are businessmen, and there are quite a few businessmen who are very interested in socialism. They like to see a government protect their industry and be anti-competitive and drive out competitors, and they work vigorously to promote the existence of regulations and laws that do that very thing. Those who are corporate welfare advocates are exactly the opposite of what we want. They want to continue that kind of a business relationship with industry. They're just the flip side of the bad government point. But when it comes to Donald Trump, he's really, lacking in basic humility. I think also lacking in a lot of common sense. He doesn't have an ideological grounding in those things that are necessary to protect the Constitution or restore the Republic to a constitutional basis, a constitution of liberty. He doesn't have it. It's just not in his brain. And the fact that he doesn't have that, in my mind, disqualifies him from being a good candidate for president. You have to really understand the origins of this country and why it is that we've veered so far away from those origins to know what has to be done to get us back to a state where we can have liberty and free enterprise and defense that is sufficient to keep our republic alive in the face of international terror. I don't think he has what it takes. I think he has a lot of arrogance. He would like to be president because, much like Obama, he would like to take a selfie of himself in the Oval Office. But other than that, I don't really know why he wants to be president of the United States.
Yeah, is it an ego-driven thing? Or are you really in the context, if you will, of a public servant in a good way for all of the good reasons that people would go into that sector?
He just doesn't have the history, appearance, or activity of a person who's willing to sacrifice greatly for the benefit of his country.
Mm-hmm. Well, that perspective is always appreciated. Jonathan Emord's in Hawaii today. We've got the 1,000th guest coming up in the second hour of the show. We'll reveal who that is in a little while. And, Jonathan is out there doing battle with the bad guys wherever he goes, and those are primarily in government, in the bureaucratic oligarchy, standing up for what we perceive to be, and we've got a long history of understanding it from the Founding Fathers forward, or even preceding that, all of those that were inspired to bring about a Republican form of government, and yet we seem to have lost it because people have lost sight of history, others have erased aspects of history, and then we make assumptions that are quite dangerous.
Yep, the greatest claim we ever had to greatness in the world was our Constitution of Liberty and the fact that if you were anywhere in the world suffering from tyranny, you could come here and enjoy the opportunity to use your own abilities by merit and achieve something great and be rewarded in the free market for what you contributed to others. And not have to fear that government would take it away from you, and not have to fear that government would drive you out of your business or dictate to you what relationships you should have with others or what you can and cannot say. All those things are unfortunately perishing under our current system.
Yeah, slipping away, and we don't look necessarily to one man to save us or one woman to save us. We need to all step up and do something that defends liberty and reestablishes it here. But we will talk about those who are running for office when appropriate to kind of set the litmus and the bar pretty high when it comes to principles, rooted in principles of liberty, not just business like Donald Trump.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, it doesn't matter that Jonathan Emore's got the spirit of aloha today in Hawaii, because the FDA's still got to look out. Watch its back when Jonathan's on the job, and he's always on. And, of course, we're also joined by another champion for liberty from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm Singleton is with us. Norm, how are you?
I'm doing all right, all things considered.
Would be better in Hawaii, though.
I would be. a little Yeah, so this is the time of year when you are reminded that D.C. Was built on a swamp.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
I, Jonathan, I don't know how you tolerate it in the summertime in that swampland, that reclaimed swampland. I understand why you went to Hawaii instead.
That's right. It's a good reprieve. We're out here enjoying ourselves. It's very cool. It's low humidity, and it's really just lush, beautiful things everywhere. But unfortunately, lurking behind every good thing in our great country is a very rapacious government. And that's always disturbing. We can only hope that this magnificence that we have here and the rest of the country can remain. And we already know that we're being outpaced internationally by countries that are endorsing free enterprise and not destroying it like we are under the Obama administration.
Yeah. Well, somebody said in the past that the power to tax is the power to destroy. And I want to ask both of you guys, and Norm, maybe you can update us all on Rand Paul just came out with a new tax plan. He calls it a fair and flat tax. What do you know about it, Norm?
Well, it's basically I think what it would do is get rid of the current income tax system, which is taxes are too high, they're too complex, and they're too, and they take too much of our income. And what he would do is, scrap all that with a simple tax where everyone would pay the same percentage. Now, I know that the left is going to say, well, he's getting rid of a progressive tax system, and this is a tax cut for the rich. And it probably is going to be a tax cut for the rich, but it's also going to be a tax cut for middle class and working Americans. And, of course, it's still going to be implicitly progressive because 20% of Donald Trump's income is a lot more than 20% of my income.
Right.
Unless Donald's gone bankrupt again.
he would not claim to be so. As he's running for president, he says, I'm rich. Yeah. I've got $9 billion. Count it.
Yeah. And $9 billion, that's 20% of $9 billion is obviously a lot more than 20% of probably what the three of us make combined. Yeah. And it's also getting rid of the payroll tax, which is something that, a lot of people have on the right, conservatives and some libertarians have a blindness when it comes to payroll taxes because they'll talk about how we don't need to be concerned about working people or middle class people when it comes to tax policies. They don't pay taxes. But the payroll tax can actually be a bigger bite out of their paycheck than the income tax. And, of course, the one thing that Senator Paul is I don't think it's shared yet is his plan for Social Security because that the payroll tax does go to finance the Social Security system. But by saying he's going to get rid of this payroll tax and find another way to finance that system, I think he is taking a first step towards making really substantial changes in the retirement system.
Sure. But if you eliminate the FICA tax, I mean, it's immediate pay raise for everybody on down to the lowest level of a worker's salary. And, of course, it's going to eliminate a burden of how much do businesses have to pay somebody to just keep track of all of that. So I see that as a net positive, at least, on some level, though I'm fundamentally opposed to the idea of an income tax because it claims, by definition, ownership of 100% of your what you work for, and it says you can keep so much, and that to me is offensive. Jonathan, your perspective on a kind of a flat tax, I mean, certainly it's in the right direction, I guess.
In the right direction, and it would make an enormous difference in this country. Anything that reduces the top rates, that create a flat, predictable taxation system that doesn't rely on all these loopholes and all the shenanigans that you have to go through to protect wealth in this country, is going to benefit. And, I'm not a friend of the concept of progressivity at all, because a progressive income tax, as we have understood it in this country, has punished those who have earned more. And it creates a situation where at some point everybody has to ask themselves, should I work harder or should I take a vacation because I'm just paying the federal government for the additional income that I'm generating? And that's a rotten situation. You want people to have incentive to be productive. You want them to pay a reasonable sum of money for the operation of the government, but you want the government to be the people's servant, not the other way around. We don't want to work. We don't have people working all the time to pay the federal government. We don't want people to work and lose all their savings because they can't get enough savings because
right.
all of it has to go on taxation. You
also
pockets of wealth.
Go ahead, Norm.
Pockets of wealth anywhere.
You also get a problem where it's not just should I work an extra day or take an extra day of vacation because it's going to push me into a higher tax bracket and I'll end up just working for the government an extra day instead of working for myself and my family. But also people who are investors would say, well, should I invest in this startup, which could be successful and make a lot of people's lives better, or at least a little more, or at least happier. Or should I sit on my money, go buy a yacht, go to Europe for 6 months, invest in paintings, which we've actually seen them do that, and high tax rates and inflation really do choke off investment capital, and that's why another argument for this flat tax and by creating, as Jonathan said, incentives for people to work, for people to create, for people to build new jobs, it actually is going to benefit the people who really are suffering now because they can't find jobs, and it's going to benefit, of course, that special cohort that Rand, like his father, has great appeal to, which is millennials, because the millennials who thought that they were going to get a really better deal under Obama, and now a lot of them are living with their parents. They can't find good jobs, and this will really benefit them, not just from because it'll lower their taxes, but also because it'll hopefully spur some new businesses and new job creation, along with a lot of Rand's other sound economic ideas.
Now, Norm, Jonathan mentioned the savings issue, and I'm looking at what's happening in Europe, in Greece, for instance, and in Cyprus before it, where they just repatriated, as they called it, took chunks of savings from the people there. I've heard the same attempts maybe even in New Zealand with these central banks. You know, we have the Federal Reserve, they have the European Central Bank, the EU, and everything that it's associated with. It's socialism through the paper, and of course Greece is a more of a socialistic nation. It's not viable, we understand that long term, but still the banks played them for all they're worth, getting them, loaning them all of this money, putting them in debt that could never be repaid, and they're about to say screw off.
Right, and of course, on the seizing of savings issue, I mean that is going to have long term negative effects in Europe, because you'll start to see wealthy people, instead of investing in jobs and businesses, look for ways to get their assets out of those countries, out of that banking system. Just like in the 70s when, I assume both of you are old enough to get the reference to Exile in Main Street, the title of the classic Rolling Stones album, and that's a reference to the fact that they moved to France to escape Britain's tremendously high tax rates.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see things like that again. And with Greece, you have a case where, it's not a bank that's too big to fail. This is an entire country that the IMF seems to think is too big to fail. And so they're desperately trying to come to a deal with Greece's new very left-wing government. And this left-wing government was elected on a promise to end austerity. So they're not forthcoming. And I think that what you are going to get is the problem is that if Greece collapses, it could be a start of contagion in the international markets. And the idea that the United States will be immune to that, I think is...
No, I think we would not be. Hey, Jonathan, I know Iceland does not have a Republican form of government, but I at least like what they did after the crisis. They actually held the bankers to account and jailed them, and they just kind of started over. I mean, that concept that Ron Paul had said, you know, stop allowing the bankers to get away with this stuff.
Well, that's true, and tying it all back into this current proposal by Rand Paul on a flat tax, you know, one of the great things that will not be talked about, certainly by the mainstream media concerning this flat tax, is the benefit that this has for the common man. This is a situation where if you allow accumulation of wealth that's not taxed, you allow people to keep it, invest it, save it, spend it, whatever they want to do with it, has huge economic ramifications that improve the economy, create opportunity, create diversity in the economy that enables people with talents that have heretofore not been able to be exploited by their own efforts, and, you know, upward mobility comes back. So one of the problems that we've had with our economy is the stagnation, where there's been a greater divide between rich and poor as a result of the fact that the middle class is being squeezed and the whole economy has been transformed by government. Well, if you remove those impediments and allow money to be kept by people, you will reignite that engine that is necessary for upward mobility. So you'll have more people moving from their positions to higher positions as those with wealth invest more, as they save more, and as they expand their existing operations, do more R&D, and so forth. And as individuals have the spending power to expand their purchasing of various goods and services.
All right. Well, when we come back from this break with Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton, we'll talk about a little bit of economic healing, even more so, related to what we're dealing with in the United States of America, the Federal Reserve, which some have argued is not really federal and there are no reserves. But what is with the zero interest rates, basically? Are they ever going to raise them? What would happen? What's going to happen after this?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's in honor of our good friend, Jonathan E. Moore, who's having to just tolerate the lovely weather in Hawaii right now with his family. You know, we'll luau the health world today, if you don't mind.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that intro music. It's not as if I haven't heard it 30 times out here, Robert, but I appreciate it.
It wasn't for you, actually. It was for everyone else to kind of feel it out. This is what you're getting to do while we're all here sweltering in the humidity in the South like Norm in Washington, D.C. Now, we were talking a lot about Obamacare stuff off the air, but I do want to talk about the Fed. And Norm and Jonathan, to have you chime in on this, because they have this policy of basically 0% interest almost. I mean, it's like free money for some. And I don't know when the concept of papering the world with Federal Reserve notes would not somehow not impact the value of those Federal Reserve note dollars in a negative way. Ultimately, that's what inflation is. But the perception is they can't raise interest rates or they would stall an economy that is artificially induced as it is.
That's right. And They're caught between a rock and a hard place, because with the economy still not in full recovery, 6-7 years after the crash, and their banks are sitting on all these reserves and still not lending for a variety of reasons, including the flip side of the zero interest rates is the insane regulations that are discouraging banks from lending. So if the Fed raises rates, it's going to turn this stalled recovery into another great recession. But on the other hand, they know that investors are very nervous. The only reason that the dollar has any credibility in international markets is because every other currency, as we were talking about before, the euro and others, they investors have no faith in those. So the Fed goes through this little game where every couple of months they say, well, we're going to raise rates, just not now.
Yeah, how many times have we heard Chicken Little say the sky is falling? And in this case, of course, the Fed is failing to act in terms of tightening monetary policy for fear that, you know, people might actually do something different that would not reflect well on, for instance, Obama's administration, though not a lot Obama can do at this point, except get out of the way. So, Jonathan, your perspective on the Fed, I mean, you deal with a lot of businesses that come to you for help in dealing with the bureaucratic oligarchy.
Well, I think that the only reason why we aren't experiencing an enormous amount of inflation is because of while the interest rates are being kept artificially low, the policy stores, the banks, are dissuading them from lending to medium and small-sized businesses. And as a result, you've got the stagnation in the engine that employs most people in this country, and you've got a failure of, you know, the process of upward mobility because money just isn't there. The risk-taking isn't happening. And as long as that's the case, it's just going to continue to form a cancer that eats away at the economy. And it's going to destroy innovation. It's going to keep lowering our standard of living. And it's going to make it harder for people to get somewhere in the economy. So as a result, we're not going to see a change in the dynamics of our economy in a significant way until we see change in fundamental policies. We have to get rid of all this overregulation of the banks. We have to allow risk-taking, but we also have to expect that people who take a risk and fail have to suffer the consequences on their own and not expect a federal handout. You know, the government under the Obama administration and the Bush administration bailed out Wall Street. That was the biggest mistake that was ever made because you paid people who are failing to stay in business.
Right, right, yeah.
You want them to fail. You want new people to come in.
And we need to talk maybe next week about what's going on in Texas. I've heard rumor that they've repatriated the gold in Texas, right, from the federal holdings to bring them back into the state. So why would that be? Let's touch base on that on a number of things next week. Jonathan, after you get back from the land of sunshine and dolphins. And Norm, thanks for joining us from the swampland of D.C.
Thank you. Enjoy the sound, Jonathan. Robert.
You got it, Jonathan. Enjoy the family. Lots of love all the way around and safe journey back to the mainland soon. And in the meantime, the 1,000th guest will join us next. We'll tell you it is when we get him on. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.